The endless quest to find meaning in one's life can take many twists and turns. It may even lead you to places and people you never dreamed about. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick, an adventurous, intrepid, soul-searching traveler herself, reviews two new novels sure to take you on a voyage of discovery. And who knows where you'll end up. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. A Dog in Georgia is Lauren Grodstein's sixth novel, following the breakout success of We Must Not Think of Ourselves, a World War II novel set in Warsaw. The new book is also set in Eastern Europe. It's that Georgia. But the history it deals with is more recent, 2023's wave of protests against the government's increasing authoritarianism. As the title says, there's a dog in Georgia. A wonderful, fluffy white dog who worked as a crossing guard at an elementary school, and this dog is lost, or perhaps kidnapped. A dog lover named Amy Webb of New York City has been following the situation on YouTube, donating money to an organization called Justice for Angelosi. And when Amy's husband's phone buzzes in the middle of the night, and it turns out the hostess at his trendy restaurant is texting him nudes, Amy makes a snap decision to go over and help look for the dog, possibly hoping to get some perspective on her life in the process. Turns out, Irina can definitely help her with that, saying, "Your husband makes the money, am I right? Or his family makes the money. You're not even sure? And all you have to do is wake up every day and decide if you feel like eating this or that, if you feel like walking your dog here or there. You are taken care of. You do not have to make any hard choices." This is not completely wrong, but even a pampered New York dog lover does confront moral choices. And during the surprising series of events that closes this absorbing, enlightening, amusing, and also serious novel, Amy opens her eyes and faces them. Next up, Maria Reva's novel, Endling. An endling is the last known member of a species before it becomes extinct, and Reva's debut novel is both about one such member, a charming snail named Lefty, and meant to embody it as a work of literature and a glimpse of a lost world. Or, as the author's agent asks her at one of the first autofictional asides in the narrative, "Wasn't your novel originally going to be about a marriage agency in Ukraine?" Well, it probably was, and it was probably also going to be about snails. The three central characters are 18-year-old Nastia and her sister Solomia, who work for a Ukrainian romance tour outfit, and Yeva, a scientist dedicated to saving and preserving snail species in her mobile lab, though she also moonlights at the bridal agency when she needs cash. The three come together when the sisters devise a plot they hope will result in the return of their missing mother, a famous activist against the romance industry. The plot involved kidnapping at least a dozen men from the latest group of wife seekers and holding them for ransom in Yeva's RV. But this plan, and the novel containing it, are themselves derailed by the Russian invasion of 2022. As the first bombs drop, the story ends. There's an acknowledgement section and a few blank pages. But then it starts again, kidnapping, snails, and all. Full of suspense and humor, never letting go of what is really happening in the lives of Ukrainian people, Endling is both a noteworthy literary achievement and a good story.
The books are A Dog in Georgia by Lauren Grodstein and Endling by Maria Reva. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WYPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.